around your daily life. So now you can raise up some issues in your teaching, in your whatever, your classroom, your student, your family, not your family, your student's family. So if anything.
Are you stressed out?
It's another media. So. So anyway, so anything you want to share first? What happened if your, sorry, what happened anytime? So what happened if your parents, when I say parents, it's your students' parents. What happened if your parents come to you and then says, my child has the problem of using internet in this age, let's say 10 year old, and then let's say he, okay, so he refuses to listen and to abide the rules in the family, and then we don't know what to do. Okay. Is it too much, or you never seen this question, never met this question? Okay, how about your parents just come and praise you, you teach very well. I'm trying to give you the scale. It's like 10 is you teach very well, 0 question. We just follow, like follow Jesus' footsteps, like follow the teachers. And the other side is, what am I going to do? So if I ask you, like what is your, in general, in your classroom, what is the ratio? What's the number you can give me?
I think we can go back to the first question first. We need more time.
Right. Thank you. Because I don't have time to like ice breaking or and comfort you and then give you strength because you've been bold by this morning.
As a parent, I'm very bold to the IE teacher. I always go to my children's IE teacher, tell them exactly how I feel and ask for help. That's my approach to teacher. I don't go there sugarcoating, oh, you're doing such a good job or whatever. I will ask them, you know, I will first tell them what's my concern and hear them what their approach to the classroom and to my child. Then I share with them and I ask for help. Sometimes I feel, you know, my daughter needs to be somebody to call her. I'll ask teacher, can you call her? Can you email her? Or can you say something to her or something like that? Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a very, like, it's a very respectful relationship. Because I believe nothing about the relationship.
That's very good because you represent parents
yes.
at this moment.
Yes.
And let's say I represent teacher right now. Mm-hmm. So when you approach me,
mm-hmm.
you will say?
I will say, Daniel, I need to talk to you something about my daughter.
Okay. What happened to your daughter?
Well, she complained that she doesn't like to come to classes anymore. So I'm just wondering, when you in the classroom, you know, how she behave herself? You know, does she ask any questions or does she answer you when you ask her questions?
Oh.
And they will say, wow, she's so bright, she also does so good, she always comes prepared. And I said, okay. Then that's what you see. She drops her achievement.
Oh.
But actually, she has a lot of issues.
Oh.
But when I present my daughter, and say, oh my goodness, she was so good, she's so good, she's so good. Then I was like, oh, I need help.
Oops. So is anything to do with the media?
No, not to do
with the media. Oh, okay. So in general, right?
It's not in general, just like, you know, the staff service to you and how about go to the class. I'm very concerned. I say, I always tell my children, when you go to church, you have to worship God with honesty and all your mind. But if you don't have that, I want to know why. So I can help.
Oh. Wow. This is a good question. a little bit beyond my ability about the media. Sorry, we can chat later.
I like that parents are active. I think the problem is that parents aren't proactive.
How about we shift her, because she gave us a good example, and then we shift a little bit, like put in a topic inside, like what happened to my daughter with the media? How's that? It's more focusing on one issue first, because in general it could be, you know, mental issue, physical, whatever call, and then But this session, if we talk about media,
I have an exact example.
Okay.
When she was in E2.
Okay, E2.
And then teacher told me that, you know, Grace, we're gonna start, you know, Google Plus, blah blah blah. And so I'm just wondering, does it, my daughter has an email address? I said no, she's only 10. She doesn't have any email address. Then I said, what should I do? They said, oh, you should, you know, get her email address, and then we will give you the link, and then you can go to Google Hangout. Of course, I know nothing about it. But I think, well, since your church starts believing you, right? So I gave her email address, which I 我一直不喜欢给小孩有什么email address, 可是因为有这个 Google Plus, 我就让她有个 email address.
Okay.
然后都弄好了, no, I'm not going there. I said, why? But there's nothing to talk about. I said, what do you mean there's nothing to talk about? I don't know them. And then I say, okay, but you know, I think, you know, you would be good if you try it. So every time at 9 o'clock, I say, Keely, it's 10 minutes before 9, so you should go to your room, get ready to the Google Plus. And then she said, okay, and then she's up there. Then I said, what did you talk about? Nothing. Okay, fine. And then later on, then she doesn't want to do it. And then since I gave her that email address at the beginning, she used the email just to do some other things. But my purpose is because I want to support her to go to the, you know, Google Plus. But it just like kind of screwed me over because I do not believe the media, which is so young, but they want to use this one, so I gave the email address, and then she used the email to start chatting and with this and that. And da, 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 da. So to me, it's kind of like I don't like it.
E2 student to me, it's about 10, right? I would say parental guide is very important. As a parent, I will encourage the parents to sit beside the children if the E2 class. So J is after 13, I will give them more space. I think parental guide is very important in this age. Not only, thank you very much, not only providing them a certain time to use or the method how to use, but also we sit around them and we also can do the same project. For example, we can pretend using computer if you don't like, but you have to force yourself to pretend you're using computer at the same time. It's the same matter of reading. Like nowadays, people don't read so much, but we encourage students to read, right? So they will think it's a joke because I never seen you guys reading, and then you ask me to read. And now this is the same token when we talk about using media. I use media too. And you can use media too, but during this time we use together. But I'm not gonna check what website you're using. You lie to me, whatever. I believe you. This is something I encourage teacher be bold and to share with the parents. If the parents don't agree with you, whatever, it's okay. You're doing something good for the future. But not for this moment, because the parents can have a lot of reason and thoughts to share about the family. But if you can also, because she represents the parents, if teachers can also have a connection and link with the parents to talk about the family issue, I think it's even better. It's more meaningful, because you not only talk about media, you talk about the whole family as a whole. And I think that's something we really need to reach, you know, this goal. If a parent like you can so openly and then share to teacher, I need help, I need your support, whatever. Even our teacher is pretty young and not that capable, but you still share with us. I think that's very important. But this is the stage three. I will shift a little bit, like stage one, when you teach, and then your classroom students, the parents come to you and talk about something about media. After today, I try to empower you to share something boldly to them. Before 11 or before 12, let's see how many students you have. So before 11 and 12, parental guide of using media is very important. And if the parents don't agree with you, you just say, that's how I learn and what I learned. Last previous training, I just want to share with you. This is called demonstration. This is a real case. When parents don't agree with you or argue with you, and you don't know my family, you don't know my kids, and then you just admit, okay, you need to stand firm. Because you are not their family member. Of course you don't know what happened. Everything is hidden. they just come out something, you know, very superficial issue and throw to you and then give you the cross. You don't need to bear with that. Okay, teachers, come on. Even me, I answer to the parents. I really don't know your family. I'm sorry. You need to learn this kind of confidence because you need to be bold to be approached by those parents. Because some parents pretty, you know, unreasonable. But I met, not your church. So, okay, I will stand there and then say, this is what I learned, and this is how I learned, and the information I want to share with you about media. Like, if they complain about using computer, all the things, give them a time. What do you think is a proper time to them to use a day for this kind of age? 10. Okay. Scientific told us, okay. Because we don't have time to share. Nowadays, all the scientists and then the doctors share with us that probably they can use 90 to 120 minutes. That means 1.5 hour to 2 hours. And there's several breaks in between. And it depends on the family pattern, life pattern. Because some people can use all the way to, you know, 2 hours at one time. But some family practice that using 1/2 hour each time and break to the 4 sessions in the evening, you know, during evening time. Like between 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. and then break to the 4 pieces. So it's up to them. But maximum, parents, you have the right to control of using the media in a day, not more than 2 hours. But some parents even argue with you, 2 hours is too much. Be aware. And then you just say, oh, that's what I learned. You don't need to argue, because sometimes we, you know, because of the stress, and then we tend to, oh, you know, try to reasoning, and don't do that. You cannot defeat them. You just listen, because some parents are very capable nowadays and very knowledgeable. And you are nobody, okay? You are nobody. And you're just the lamb of the Christ, small little lamb. And when they come to you, you just share, this is what I learned this time, and I learned that 2 hours is the maximum. You can break between 2 hours or using it at one time, it's up to you. But this is parental guidance. It's very important. I just want to share. That's it. And if they ask how, okay, next question, how? Yeah. Then you say, that's very good question. You need to learn this, okay? Really, you need to be humble and then say, wow, how? It's really, my answer will be, it really depends on your lifestyle. You put the ball back to the parents. Don't carry the cross. It depends on your family lifestyle. I don't know at all. You want to share a bit? If you have 10 minutes, let's sit down to talk about it. Then you probably will listen about husband and wife issue, in-law issue, personal issue, whatever issue, and then it's not about the media, actually. So when they approach you aggressively, sometimes it's not the real issue, but we have the tendency to grab everything, like, so horrible, that's scary, right? And then we forgot the main thing behind the scenes. So let's try this way, because this is a demonstration session. Actually, I need a role play, but since they are so shy.
Okay, I started from the Finnish church while we're doing the media prayer. In Finnish church, it was a small church, but, you know, we are very care about our students. So we have a parenting meeting at twice a year. So we can know about the student and the teacher and parents, those kinds to how to build a bridge with the student and parents. So we usually let the parents to know about the student, what they do at the class. So, and if they're doing something mean to parents to help, we will try to discuss on that time. So sometime we will also let the parents know about, we encourage the student to doing the media in the end of the RE performance. So we will let them to know how we're doing, and then how we teach them, and then how we share with them, use the media to develop a church, some preaching the gospel. Also can help the church to find the mission ship coming back to the church. So I feel it's kind of, we just develop a couple years, and then the student was very surprised for us, you know, on those activity. And also, you know, student will be like to focus on this, not to focus on the other activity like a prayer game or something like that. So by this end of year, and then we are very surprised. We send the student come to the Southern California Music Camp and the SSC. They use the media to create a finale in the media, then compose the music in the end of the performance. So they use the music background for support their testimony. So everybody was very surprised, you know, how we send the student going out to have educate. Then we come back, we can receive those kind of evaluation pretty good, let them to, you know, to learn more things in the outside of the TJC church. And then we also encourage the student try to have a Facebook to connect with the outside of state TJC teenage of the student, have a Bible study together. But it's quite very well, and then we also can see the student what they're doing. So, you know, I think the media, we need to learn with our kids, you know, together. And let them to know media is not that bad thing. It's a good thing. We can use that for the church to develop our, you know, preaching gospel, everything, you know. But we need to guide them. We need to learn from them. And then we can help our kids to grow up. If the parents doesn't know how to use, can through those kind of PTO meeting to learn with the teacher together. So I think maybe that will be help.
Thank you for your sharing for the application of using media. So thank you. Let's back to counseling. For counseling, like, you need to use your mouth to speak, and then use your gesture to show your compassion and show your feeling to parents. So in this session, we just demonstrate just now one case. When parents approach us, we need to stand firm and be nice and courtesy to tell them, this is what I learned and this is how I learned, and 2 hours is the maximum, and parental guide is very important. If they question back, we address that, I don't know about your family lifestyle. It really depends on how you work in the family. But if you want to share with me, we can sit down for a while to chat. But if they show you they're busy, then you just release. Is it okay for the first case? You know, try to learn to talk. You don't need to bear the cross and then go home and then think about another matter to, you know, like you are a bad teacher and then you don't know, you know, how to handle their kids, and then they entrust the kids to you and then you don't know how to teach them, and then you have to face your supervisor, like parents, like supervisor. So this is the first case. And second case, we need to address it in the classroom to our students as well. This is called counseling as well. And then we strengthen them as a young kids. You know, before 12, they still seems like a young kid, even though they know a lot. So a lot of rebellious thoughts will come into their mind. It's okay, let them talk about that. You choose probably one or two sessions during your activity session, and then to address this media, let them throw all the ideas on the whiteboard and just write everything. Every single idea, opinion, you need to write down. because during this age, E2, J1, they really care about justice. They really care about, do you like me? And then they grab your facial experience, all the gestures, to confirm what he thought. That's very dangerous. If you just show that, okay, any opinion about media, how to use the media, and then they will talk about this and that, and then something you think is not that okay, then you don't put on the whiteboard, you got trouble. That's what I'm saying. You need to put everything, because you can erase later, okay? But you have to put everything on it, because you need their participation. But by doing that, you don't need to censor their idea first. Then we put on, because this is my demonstration, I usually use the whiteboard, I put on everything in the center, because center to them is very important to attract these aged kids, students. And then afterwards, let's break a little bit time, like you talk about something else, then come back to the whiteboard again, because they have short-term memory. They forgot which idea is which, and which idea is from whom. So later, you just talk about this as a whole, as a matter, and then she says that, okay, let's see, which one, let's circle which one is the good idea, and then we can practice. So this is the way I connect with them. Then you can erase those other things, and then says, we will practice other things next time. Give them a hope. So this is some skills we can use and practice in the classroom, and this is how I demonstrate to my student, to you. So this is the one thing, and then I will tell them today, go home, please remind daddy and mommy, you need to be parental guidance. And then explain what the parent guidance says. Actually, you need to supervise your parents. Mm-hmm. You know, you switch the role. You tell the kids that you need to sit down with your parents together and you supervise them, and then to see what they are seeing and what they are using and which website they are looking for. And then there will be entrust a duty, a mission. And then next week, they will complete the mission for you. And it says, oh, because I have a student, I have a student who really told me that her father watching the porn. It's true. Okay, so we ask the students to supervise their parents as well, because nowadays the society is pretty chaos. You don't treat parents as parents are very important. So you don't need to be afraid of their parents. You treat them as a brother and sisters. So we sometimes make mistakes, they won't. So important issue is, as my student says, today, go home, and then we need parental guide. Parental guide meaning you sit with the parents and then to guide them, and then to show them what website is good to use, and then you supervise them. And then they will go home, tell you the truth. They go home and will tell the parents. They will tell the parents. So parents may not be okay to accept your idea. So they will come back to you, says, how come you teacher talk about not in the Bible but something else? So that is something, is a clue, says they've been caught by police. So you just share with them, again, be bold and share with them, this is what I learned and this is how I learned. So if anything offend you, I'm so sorry, but this is what I learned. This is called boundary issue. You address something you learn and you think it's good for them, but they may not be okay and happy about you. It's not your business. It's okay. You know, teachers, come on, you need to draw a line. You cannot be defeated by those you know, some issues that I don't mention too much, but it's you don't need to be, you know, bounded by their question. You just need to, gently, I cannot teach you. You need to be, cultivate yourself in a gentle way, nice way, happy way, joyful way, whatever way, and then just tell them, this is what I learned and how I learned. And if it offends you, I'm sorry, but this is what I learned. You know, when you draw this line, miraculously, the parents will stay back. But if you just, oh, really? What did I say? What did I teach? And then they will think, you're a bad teacher. Okay? They will treat you as that sometimes. Okay, sorry, because we have parents sitting here. It's very hard for me to share. Because this session, I'm supposed to tell all the parents things to you. But now we have parents, so I will...
Step
I will
back.
Hold a little bit back. I need to survive. So, two parents, this is the things we address. Two students, we taught them in the classroom and parental guide and teach them 120 minutes is the maximum. And then we can check and follow up every week. So every 3 months for me, every season, I choose one activity session to address media again because they're pretty forgetful. And then they need to be addressed, again, parental guide, 120 minutes, and these things. So if we walk in the same path and it's good for them the future, believe it or not, Jesus will guide us. Because we're not doing something wrong. We are not doing a bad thing. We are doing a good thing. And this is something we need to, believe. But take times. How's that? Take times. It won't happen overnight. Especially nowadays, parents don't listen. They listen sometimes. So be careful. Nowadays, parents are very knowledgeable and capable and whatever. So. Case two. If the parents come to you and then says that, do you think I should cut off using computer the time from my children? They ask you. Do you agree? I'm going to do that because I want to consult with you. Don't think you are somebody to answer that. I just want to prepare you. When parents come this issue, all those sentences comes in. It's the emotion. It's not the reality. So you don't take the words, the sentence as a thing. Like you really say, I don't think so. You don't need to answer it. The answer is demonstration, okay? If someone approach me, parents approach me, I would say, What happened? Well, you have good memory. You don't need to write anything. Okay. What happened? This is not something, if this is something you don't, this is not the way you speak in your daily life, you need to practice. You need to practice with your coworker, teachers. So role play. Because you need to practice. Then you will come out in those crucial moment, or else our reflection and response, all the things come out, it's the old stuff, it's old thing. Like if a parent be angry in front of you, you are afraid, because young teacher, you're a little bit like, hope, wow, did I do something wrong, did I teach wrong? You always blame yourself. So I want to try to tell you that what happened, like you move forward. You don't backward, you move forward. What happened? And you say, what happened? Don't you listen? Can you listen? I already told you what happened. You say, wow, what happened? It's true, what happened? You need to address two or three times what happened, then the emotion comes out for the parents. This is the skills. So don't deal with the issue right away. If they approach you with this tone, and with something you think is so big, it's not a real small issue to share, and then it's something in the family. It probably has a wife issue. It's beyond your ability. So you just ask what happened. And then the parents will think about it, if I really want to tell you what happened. Then the whole sentence will change. she or he will change to, actually, I think my kids using computer, I think wasting time. Do you see the differences? The first is I'm going to cut up the internet. And now it's become, I think, wasting time. Then it's something in your territory. We can talk about it. So again, back to that, the first question. I learned something I want to share with you. Guardian, parents' guidance, very important. And 2 hours is maximum. Within these 2 hours, sit together with your children and using the computer at the same time. But you can supervise them, they can supervise you. This is called parenting build-up relationship. And he said, what are you talking about? This is what I learned and only thing I learned. So I want to share with you. Is it okay? So every 3 months, repeat to your students and then tell them parental guide, those issues. And then this is case number 2. So case number 3 will be parents like the mama, very good, and tells you, I need your help. This is very polite way. I need your help. So this is K3. So when parents ask you help, you don't need to jump in right away because you're probably not the swimmer. You're not a lifeguard. You don't need to jump in to save people right away. You just distinguish and then censor what's the issue behind. And then before you jump in, remember, you only learn a little bit. Like, this is what I learned, this is how I learned. So you learn only a little bit information. You don't need to jump in right away. So parents, if, like, shouldn't say you. If parents ask for help, I will approach, you need help. Let's talk. Let's talk. And if the parent says, oh, actually, my child is like this and that, and then your skill is, wait a second, I need to have a notebook. So bring your notes like me, always prepare this, and then say, okay. And then the issue will diminish 50% right away. You don't just sit there and say, you need help? And then they will come up bumping, and then all the things beyond your ability, you need to say, oh, you really want to talk about it? Okay, just wait a second. And I bring it. Okay. And then you help them. Okay, number one. It's called restructure their brain transmission. Because when the emotion comes, all the parents comes, it's because after 1 week, it's a lot of stress, cover up all the knowledge and understanding. So when they come to you, they just want to release and someone can talk to. And then because it's out of my hand to handle my family, not only my children, but also my neighbors. So when they come to you, it's called emotion. So if you don't stop the while and bring a note in front of her, sometimes you really cannot do anything. So if you come and then they will restructure, wow, she will take notes. She really wants to help me. Should I tell her? She is so young. And I know her family is also chaos. So do I need to tell her so much? Okay. Because you're all church members, they will also know your parents, right? So they won't talk to you too much. So this is called demolish their emotion 50% by using a book to write down. Okay, this is case number 3. So God bless you all. You practice these 3. Other than these 3, okay, it's beyond. It's okay. You just say, wait for me another year. I'm still learning, parents. I'm still learning. Thank you for teaching me and make me to learn. Thank you. I will dress down all your questions. I will learn back 1 year later. Bye. No, I'm bye. You leave.
J1 也是九十
因为它都是这个时间。 No, no. J 大概只能到十三。
十三。
十三。
那像七八年级、九年级那种，就十三、十四岁那时间很久。
跟上去就可以更久，因为它 develop territory。
那你说九十到一百二十分钟是 leisure， 就是不是包括做功课的时间上吗？就只是 fun time。
呀呀。
哦。
Fun time 它会 including church 的 work homework。
Okay.
Because 我刚刚听到有 church， 现在叫他们用 Google Hangout。
That's kind of good.